Hey, and welcome to the Meditations and Musings podcast. I'm Elena Lipson. I'm a mama, I'm a wife, and I'm the founder of the Divine Self-Care Circle membership and the Virtual Retreat Academy. I don't believe that you have to sacrifice your body, your health, or your family in order to create true abundance and prosperity. I believe in living based on the divine feminine metrics of success, and these include pleasure, play, ease, grace, and a slower pace. Each week, I'll bring you 1 to 2 new episodes. One of these will be a guided meditation that you don't have to do on the meditation pillow, and the other will be a conversation to help you access your inner wisdom, to ignite abundance, and inspire others to do the same. I invite you to join me on this journey back to the magic of a divinely aligned and well cared for you. And now, join me for today's episode. Welcome back to the Meditations and Musings podcast. This is Elena Lipson, your host, and I want to talk about distraction today. Distraction. You know, if you look up distraction, there's so many interesting takes on why we're distracted. And you can come at it from the scientific point of view. You can come at it from the technology point of view. The basic definition of distraction is a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else, right? Distraction can be caused by so many different things. And today we're not focusing on any particular diagnosis of distraction like ADHD or ADD. We're talking about going from distraction to focus. And I want to come at it from a little bit of a different perspective today and why distraction might just be a really good thing for you and how to embrace it. Embrace it, notice it, analyze it, and move beyond it, move through it, right? I think distraction gets a bad rap because of media, right? Like we, and you know, I get it too. And I do talk about this in this podcast. I talk about this in my workshop I've been teaching for a long time, how to go from distraction to inspired action. I talk about it with my clients and my circle, with my son, with myself. And the reason that distractions can be such a problem is because it feels like a drain. It feels like you should, quote unquote, should be doing something else. And it also can be, like I said, a really interesting tool that our ego uses to keep us from that next amazing thing that we want to do. So I've had clients who have wanted to start a project, and myself, let me just talk about myself, right? I guess it's the same conversation really, and I'm sure you can relate to this or think about this. You have a list of things you want to get done. And if you're listening to my voice right now, you are most likely in your like 30s, 40s, 50s, or 60s. You have some kids or you have people that you nurture in your life. You are either dreaming of starting a side hustle or you have a side hustle or you're a full-on entrepreneur trying to make it work, right? As I've shared in previous episodes, that the gates that people come through to come into my world are usually from the acronym HOME, coming home. Either you have had a health issue and you realize that self-care and inner work is the thing to focus on in addition to everything else you're doing. You're dealing with overwhelm in your life because you just don't know who you are anymore and you want to rewrite your own story of your life, or you have become a mother and you're trying to figure out how to do all the things, or you're an entrepreneur and you're now like, what the heck? I thought it was going to be easy, like starting a website, creating some product and just having people buy it, right? It's not that easy. It's more of a spiritual journey, and all of these things are. Health, overwhelm, motherhood, entrepreneurship. These are all the spiritual gates, the doors that we walk through in order to know ourselves more deeply and come, like I said, home to to yourself, right? So you're definitely in the right place if you're any of those categories of people, which is so many of us, right? Where we're like, life as usual doesn't make sense anymore. And maybe some of these things are even the reasons why you're distracted, right? You're bored. You feel like you've been conforming for too long. You feel like you're dissatisfied with where your life is. And so you're distracted in like inner distraction. You're distracted in your life. And you feel like if you just had the time to sit down and focus for like a week, you maybe would get things done, right? And there are times in our lives where we can find a week or a weekend or God, even a day, right, to sit down and just get really, really focused on what it is that we want and get clarity and all of that. But it usually doesn't work that way. Usually clarity comes from action. And I would say 99% of the time, you're not going to get the clarity first and then take action. You might get clear on some of the pieces of it, but true clarity comes from action, from doing, from making mistakes, from getting it right, getting it wrong, all of it. And so the problem is that so many of us are distracting ourselves from that thing we really want to do with a myriad of distractions, cleaning the house, which, look, I'm not saying any of these things are bad to do. They're good to do. But when you're doing them to avoid the thing you really want to do, that's when you are agitated and frustrated and feeling like you're like stuck in a loop, right? You're stuck. You're mentally, emotionally, physically stuck, right? But I'm saying that we are approaching this stuckness perhaps from the wrong direction. Like, you want to get rid of it, right? You want to stop being so distracted. You want to get rid of everything. Like, you think that everything that you're doing is a negative distraction. And I'm offering a different perspective here and offering that there is such a thing as a positive distraction. Positive perspective on distraction, I should say, right? What I mean by this is the following. The reason that our mind, our ego, our intellect tries to distract us from the thing we want to do, the thing we really want to do, right? Whatever that is for you, whether it's writing, sitting down and writing, whether it's doing that art project you've been wanting to do, whether it's having a difficult conversation, whether it's starting a business, quitting your job, whether it's whatever, like, you can make a list, right? What are the things that I've been avoiding? What are the things that I've been avoiding are going to give you the answer to what you're distracting yourself from. So if you look at that list of the things that you've been avoiding doing, the things that you want to do, and you've not been doing them, because you've been distracting yourself, either with the latest episode of whatever amazing Netflix show or HBO show, or listening to 10 more podcasts, or helping other people with their things, right? Which none of these inherently are bad, right? They're not bad. When standing alone in a vacuum, they're not bad. But when you're doing them as a way to avoid the thing that you're wanting to do, that's when it becomes a negative distraction. And you might think that you're just like, oh, I'm just so distracted. I just can't do it. And your ego starts to fill in the blanks. I can't do it because I don't know how to. I'm not an expert. I don't have the right support. I don't have the tools. I don't have the money. All the things that society will tell you, which are a complete bullshit, okay? There are a million stories that you can find of people who have done things with less knowledge, less support, less education, less money than you, just because they went ahead and did them. Okay. So what I want to suppose or suggest here is that your distraction is actually pointing you in the right direction. Okay. The fact that you have something to distract yourself from is a really good thing. It's not a bad thing. The fact that your ego is understanding that there's risk involved means that there's potential reward. Really good reward, right? I mean, even the act of just starting to write the book that you've been avoiding, or starting to work on that project, or starting whatever, is going to feel so good. But it also comes with a risk of failure as a bad thing, which it's not. We can do a whole opposite of failure episode here too. But that risk, if you're not someone who is turned on by risk, and yes, I said turned on because you can feel turned on by risk, then you're going to be someone who avoids risk, right? And wants to stay safe and comfortable. The problem with staying safe and comfortable and avoiding risk is that it's actually a lie. It's a myth. There's no such thing as avoiding risk. There's no such thing as staying comfortable because life is just life, right? If you try to stay comfortable and avoid risk, the risk that you're actually taking is living with the resentment towards yourself and the regret of actually not doing the thing that you wanted to do because of the excuses. And excuses seem so obvious in hindsight. You can look back and say, oh my gosh, what was I so scared of? Like, why didn't I go visit that place or take that trip or, you know, take that risk or quit that job? You can see it in the past. You can see how you were just scared, and that's okay, right? Especially if you are around kids and you are helping a kid do something that they're scared of. You know the wisdom of the risk. You know how to guide a child or someone you love through, you know, that calculated or maybe not so calculated risk, because you can see how excited they are by the other side. So sometimes it's not that you are just scared. It's that you haven't really connected with the heart, the essence of what it is that you want to create, right? So taking the time to really dive into having a future vision of what you want to create can help you to really, in that moment of feeling distracted and catching yourself, saying like, okay, I can hear in my mind that I was about to go and write, or I was about to go to the gym, or I was about to go and do whatever, like start painting. And all of a sudden I thought, oh, it's a great time to do the dishes, or it's a great time to call somebody else and ask them how they're doing, right? Like you're distracting yourself, that you might not have a real connection with what it is that you actually want to create. But I'm here to tell you that you have the power to be the visionary, to create a vision of what it is that you want. Even if it's the tiniest little seed of a vision, right? Because sometimes we don't have enough practice visualizing what we want to create, that imagination that kids so naturally have. If you've been around kids of any age, like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, especially, they're constantly imagining. Like there's some really powerful imagination exercises that we can learn from, because it's almost like they're creating their story as they go. If you hear kids talking, they're like, and then we did this, and then we did that, and then we did that. Like they're almost like future creating, right? They're like thinking about something that they already did as if they've already done it. But then we learn that that's not practical and that's not logical, and we don't create that way, right? So even if you can muster the tiniest little seed of a vision of why you want to create that thing or do that thing or be that thing, and it's okay to be scared and it's okay to be overwhelmed, but it's not okay to put your head in the sand and just hope that your future will find you, right? So I'm going to give you two simple steps, and you can listen to past episodes, and I talk about this all the time. I talk about this intuitive inner knowing that we have, right? I want to help you tap into that. And that moment of distraction, you actually have an opportunity to know that that distraction is a good thing. It's pointing you away from, exactly opposite away from, that thing that you really want. So in that moment that you find yourself being distracted, instead of just saying, oh, well, I'll do it tomorrow, ask yourself a question. Ask yourself, what am I distracting myself from? Right? What am I distracting myself from? What would I do if I wasn't distracted? What would I do ask yourself these questions. But don't just ask them from an intellectual place, from your mind. Ask them from your heart, from your inner knowing, because there is a part of you, that highest self, that inner counsel part of you, that already knows your soul's voice and your path in life. Your many paths, it doesn't have to be one. It could be the one that's calling to your attention right now, right? So step one is to ask yourself for that intuitive guidance. And the best way that I've known how to teach people to do that is by creating that magic morning practice, that habit. If you don't have it yet, if you've been here for a minute, you know I talk about this all the time. I share it for free as a resource. You can find it in my Instagram bio. You can find it in the show notes. But that's the really powerful practice of checking in with yourself each day, of clearing the cobwebs, the physical, emotional, and spiritual cobwebs. And then the next step is to take that one first step, right? It's like before you go to the gym, you have to put on your sneakers. Once you put on your sneakers and you start moving in the direction of the gym, you are golden, right? Once you open up your laptop and start typing and you have the music on and the candle lit, you are golden, right? Once you take out the paints and pull out the canvas, you are golden. You're good to go. But it's that one tiny step that feels like a freaking Grand Canyon until you do it. And that is what your ego will have you believe. But I'll tell you what, your ego is not a bad thing. Your ego is awesome because it's telling you exactly, it's telling you where the magic is. It's just trying to keep you safe for now. So I want to leave you with this, right? The next time you find yourself distracted or distracting yourself from something, pause and ask yourself the questions that I just asked you. What is it that I want to create? What is it I'm distracting myself from? And then take some time to either go into nature, put on some music and just dance, or just journal through it. I love going for a walk, and I actually teach an exercise to my clients called walking with your mentors. And you can scroll past, there's a past episode called walking with your mentors. You can go ahead and do it. But basically you go out and you kind of visualize that you're walking with someone that you admire, someone wise, and you ask them the question. You can also ask yourself, walk with yourself, right? And ask your inner counsel. And then guess what? You're going to have to take that one tiny daily action. And that is where you get personal progress towards your future vision now, not someday, not if things were a certain way, not when you get another degree, not when you have more money, but now. Okay. I believe in you and I believe that you can do it. And if you would like some support in doing this, if you would like some support in figuring it out and doing it in a community of women who are all committed to coming home to themselves, then come on inside the circle. It is open right now for you. And for the first time ever, I've never done this before, you can start the first month for $7. You can join us for our group calls. You can check out the content. And when you join as a member, you will get access to all of my self-care courses that will support you on the path. And then I'll be one of your mentors and I'll be with you in circle. So I invite you into the circle. If you have any questions, you can DM me on Instagram, Elena_Lipson. And you can find the circle right now. Go to the show notes, click on the circle trial, and boom, you are in. I hope you got something out of today's episode. If you did, I would be so honored and thrilled if you shared it with two or three friends, besties, because there's, again, being surrounded by others who are on this path of inner work is where you're going to grow and expand and flourish and thrive. Thank you so much for being here today. This is Elena Lipson, and I will see you on the next episode of the Divine Self-Care Meditations and Musings podcast. Take care. Thank you so much for listening and learning about the new Divine Self-Care way of being in your life, business, and the bedroom based on the divine feminine metrics of success: pleasure, play, ease, grace,
and a slower pace. If you're ready to bust the myth of overwhelm and tap into an inspired start to each day, I've put together a free video series for you to help you start each day with energy, inspiration, and ignite that inner pilot light which attracts joy, magic, and synchronicity. You can access my 3-step magic morning practice to help you ignite your inner light and attract the abundance that you're craving. Head on over to elainalipson.com/gift. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would so love if you share it with a friend, a sister, a mother, a daughter, and please leave a review. That is how the magic starts to ripple out. Here's wishing you a day full of beauty, magic, and divine self-care. I'll see you next time at the Meditations and Musings podcast.